As I mentioned before, that repetition is very necessary. Do not forget to take pages 68 and 69, the lesson 3 material, for homework and give the translations. Lesson 4, page 11 in the yellow book. Now, the review comes in, review of new pronouns. This, oma, that, anima, these, ohi, those, anihi, that specified, ewaku. A questionnaire here, what prefixes are used to tell first and second person? And the prefixes were ni, ki, ni, ki. Very abrupt I sounds. Ni, ki. What words are used to state the three persons? Nia, kia, and wea. Let's repeat them. Nia, kia, wea. What is a guttural sound? A guttural sound has three letters, a vowel, an H, and a letter K, or a P or a T. And the words such as oht or aht is a guttural sound. It's down in the throat. Count from 1 to 10. Peyak, niso, nisto, neyo, niyanan, nikotwasik, tepakuhp, ayananeyo, kega mitatat, and mitatat. Now in lesson 4, we introduce the word see. To see an object, such as see it, wapahta. Again, wapahta, a guttural A-H-T, wapahta, a very short A at the end of the word, wapahta. I see it. The prefix ni is involved. Ni wapahten. Now, this is what we call structured material. Wapahta, the short A is dropped, and an EN is added. Ni wapahten. I see it. Niwapahtin. Now, if you would say, you see it, kiwapahtin, the prefix ki is involved. Kiwapahtin. The following is a repetition on niwapahtin exercises in the yellow book. We are using the word wapahta with the material that we've already taken in our past three lessons. I see the book. Ne wapahtin masanahigan. I see three small books. Ne wapahtin Nisto masanahigansa. I see five books. ni wapahten ni anan masenahikana. I see two small books, ni wapahten niso masenahikansa. I see this book, ni wapahten oma masenahikan. I see that book, ni wapahten anima masenahikan. I see these books, ni wapahten ohi masenahikana. I see those books, ni wapahten anihi masenahikana. I see four small books, ni wapahten neyo masenahikansa. By this time, the word ni wapahten should come quite easily to the learner. Ni wapahten. And remember, when the prefixes are involved, it is what we say, it is structured material, because we start adding prefixes and endings to your words. A question and answers given. Do you understand? Yes, I understand. Kinesitohten chi? Ehe, ninesitohten. Do you see those books? No, I don't see those books. Kiwapahten anehe masnahikana? Namoya. Ni wapahten anihi masnahigana. Do you see that book? Yes, I see that book. Ki wapahten anima masnahigan? Ehe, ni wapahten anima masnahigan. Do you see these books? Yes, I see these books. Ki wapahten ohi masnahikana? Ehe, ni wapahten ohi masnahikana. Continuing, we have new vocabulary. And they are known as action words, like we move about when we're doing, using these words. Turning to page 12 in the yellow book, we say, bring it, peta, peta, fetch it. Or some will say, get it, nata, nata. Put it, asta, asta. Put it away, nasta, nas. Now, watch your long sounds. Peta, nata, asta, nasta. And if you use short sounds where the long sounds are supposed to be used, the words do not give the proper meaning. Here, ota, very short A, ota. Over here, ote. There, neta. Over there, nete. Now, a point of explanation here. For ota, the speaker says ota. It's near the speaker. Over here, it's opposite the speaker or back of the speaker. There, it's a ways from the speaker. And over there, nete could be across the hall or across the room, quite a ways from the speaker, nete. Let's repeat the new vocabulary. We say peta, nata, asta, nasta, ota, ote, neta, nete. Now, as we go along, like we say, we add more words to our vocabulary, and we are adding a sentence to the word goodbye. And the sentence is, I want to go home now. I will see you again. Niwi kiwan ekwa. Again, niwi kiwan ekwa. Kawa pamitin asamina. Niwi kiwan ekwa. Kawa pamitin asamina. Now, translate the following exercises into English and repeat the Cree arrangements. And that's on page 12. Using our new vocabulary, we say, bring the book. Petamas nahikan. Put away the little book. Nasta masnahikanis. Get the little books. Nata masnahikansa. Put this little book here. Asta ota oma masnahikanis. Put this book over there. Neti asta oma masnahikan. Bring three little books. Peta nisto masnahikansa. Put one book over here. Oteasta piyak masnahikan. Oteasta piyak masnahikan. Now, we are told to turn to page 52 in the Learning Cree Book 1, and that's the green book. You will find a list of inanimate nouns. Choose some of these inanimate nouns and arrange into sentences using the same arrangements that we have taken. Now, some of the words could be bag, maskimut, bed, nipewin, borrow, mahkak, blanket, akup, mirror, wapamun, dish, oyakan, hat, astutin, knife, muhkuman. Now, there are many other inanimate nouns, but work on a few at a time. And this is on page 52 in the Learning Cree Book 1, the Green Book. Some of the words, such as bag, and then we pluralize it, maskimut, maskimuta, nipewin, a bed, nipewina, beds, mahkacht, a barrel, and we say barrels, mahkachkwa. And here is an example of one of the words that end with a K. It does not use the single A, it uses a double U and an A, wa, mahkachkwa. And that's the pluralizer for words that end with a K. Aguh, blanket. Aguhpa. Wapamun, a mirror. Wapamuna. Oyagan, a dish. Oyagana, dishes. Astutin, hat. Astutina, hats. Muhkuman, knife. Muhkumana, knives. Now students are asked to make sentences out of some of the new nouns. And you can also pluralize them as the examples were given. On page 13, in the yellow book, we have sort of a review on some of the words that we just took up not too long ago. Let's read them, and we say otena, miyin, oma, ohi, anihi. Ewako, niwapahtin, anima, peta, nasta, nata, asta, ote, ota, nete, neta. And you can try to make sentences with some of these words and hand it in to your teacher. Try it on your own. Whether they are correct or mistakes will be checked, and then that's the way you will learn how to write your own grammar, your own sentences. A parting sentence again, or a goodbye. I want to go home now. I will see you again. Ni wiki wane kwa kawa pamitin asamina. Ni wiki wane kwa kawa pamitin asamina. Now turn to page 69, and there is a list of words that are given, that were given in the lessons. Lesson 4, page 69 of the Yellow Book. Let's read. Wapahta. Niwapahtin. Kiwapahtin. Niwapahtin nikotwasik masnahigana. Kiwapahtin anima masnahiganischi. Kiwapahtin oma masnahiganchi. Niwapahtin anihi masnahigana nete. Kiwapahtin ohi masnahigan sa ota. A question. Kiwapahtin ohi masnahigan sa ota. Ehe niwapahtin neo masnahigan sa. Peta. Page 69, end of 69, and we go on to page 70. Nata, asta, asta ota, nete, ota, neta, ote. Niwiki wan, kawapanitin asamina. Peta masnahigan. Peta niso masnahigansa. Nata astutin. Nata nianan astutna. Nata muhkuman. Nasta neta. Nasta ote. Asta neti. Asta ota. Asta anima muhkuman neti. Astutin. Muhkuman. Oyagan. Oyagansa. Otina oyaganis. Niyin mohkuman. End of page 70. Now, it's very important to translate all that material into English and work out your meanings. End of lesson 4.